Technology, you may complain, can make life more complicated. It can create information overload and stress, but some technology seeks to fix these problems. We called on Sri Srinivasan. He's a digital media professor at Columbia University. We asked him what websites and software he uses to bring order and efficiency to his life.
An example might be something like Evernote. Evernote is a service that helps you control and keep track of all the notes and reminders and things that you might make for yourself. And earlier, they might have been spread out all over your computer or on post-its all over your desk. But now, using Evernote, which you can find at evernote.com, you can bring some order to the chaos that is your life. To me, one of the best products for making my life efficient has been Google Docs. And Google Docs allows you to create documents in the cloud, meaning off your computer rather than on a specific machine. I'm a big fan of being able to just log onto any computer in the world and make edits to my files.
What about something like gotomypc.com, which effectively, I think, takes your computer just about anywhere?
Right. It allows you to access your computer so that you're able to log into it using remote control software. There might be times when at home you don't have as good a computer as you do at work, or your office doesn't pay for specific software at home that they do at the office. And I know a lot of people who use it in that manner, so that you go home and you log on to one computer at work and you're able to manipulate files on it at home or anywhere on the road. So that way you're carrying maybe a lighter laptop when you're on the road, or when you're at home, it's not as sophisticated a machine.
Well, I mentioned information overload in the introduction. People are on Twitter, people are on Facebook, people might have a Gmail account. They're checking all these places. Anything you can recommend just to deal with that?
So a couple of things that I use. One is a site called Hootsuite.com, Hootsuite.com, which allows you to bring order to your social media chaos by bringing in your Facebook, your Twitter, your LinkedIn, and any other tools like that into one page so that you're able to look and, using the software, manage your social media presence.
I know you've written about a place, a site called Lifehacker.com, and then maybe just quickly, what is it?
The word hacking, I think, has changed in meaning over the last few years. Hacking used to always be about kind of bad guys trying to bring down computers and computer systems. I think hacking now also means you're trying to do something to improve something. It's a fix or a workaround. And lifehacker.com is a terrific site full of tips about making your life better. You will see all kinds of new software, all kinds of tips on using software better. A recent piece there was the top 10 ways in which you can improve your workspace to make your life and your work more efficient.
Sri Srinivasan is a professor of digital media at Columbia University. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.